With Montana News, I'm Jenny McConaughey. Kalispell police have detained two people in the investigation of a possible homicide Saturday evening. Detective Jim Wardinsky says police discovered a body at 5:40 p.m. after being dispatched to a Kalispell home for a welfare check. Little information has been released by the authorities. A congressional watchdog agency says federal employees overseeing U.S. public lands were assaulted or threatened at least 360 times over a five-year period. The Government Accountability Office report highlights simmering tensions between anti-government groups and law enforcement and sets the attacks against a backdrop of a declining number of federal officers patrolling the nation's open spaces. There was a 19% drop in U.S. Forest Service officers between 2013 and 2018, while the Bureau of Land Management saw 9% drop and now has one officer in the field for every 1.2 million acres the agency oversees. The Glacier National Park Conservancy plans to spend $2.5 million supporting 75 projects in the park next year. The Daily Interlake reports the bulk of the money raised will go to preservation projects, with the rest split among education and research. Projects include a citizen science program that lets scientists use data collected by volunteer visitors who spread out across the park. They also include the park's first social media summit and research on Canada lynx, elk, rare plants, and water quality. The Montana Democratic Party will soon start searching for a new executive director. Edward O'Brien reports.
Monica Lindeen will step down from her post as executive director of the Montana Democratic Party by year's end.
You know, I think it's time that somebody else step into a position like this.
It's been just over 10 months since Lindeen stepped in to replace her predecessor, Nancy Keenan. Before taking on leadership of the state party, Lindeen served 8 years as the state commissioner of securities and insurance. She also served 8 terms in the state legislature. In 2016, she lost the race for Secretary of State to Republican Corey Stapleton. Lindeen chalks up her decision to move on to a simple, quote, life transition.
Well, you know, I've been doing Democratic politics either as a elected official or a party official for almost 24 years now. You never know how long you're going to stay for sure. I think probably I had planned to stay through the entire election cycle, but you know, other opportunities come along sometimes in life, and you know when it's time to do it.
Those other opportunities?
Well, I'm not at liberty to say at this point in time.
Lindeen hints, however, they may involve issues she says are important to her, such as healthcare access and helping Montana's small businesses. So does that mean another stab at elected office?
No. No. You know, I think I'm done running for office. My family has been so generous in supporting me in all these years. I've given my service to Montana, and I've been proud and honored to do so, but I think it's time for other people to run for office and do good things.
Lindeen says party officials will likely select her replacement within 2 to 3 months. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.
Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks moved grizzly bears from the Big Fork and Libby areas after the animals attempted to access human food. FWP captured a 460-pound adult male grizzly on October 11th. The bear had attempted to get into a barn south of Libby by tearing it outside boards. FWP fitted the bear with a tracking collar and moved it to a remote location in the Cabinet Mountains. The agency had captured an adult female grizzly and a female cub earlier in the week after the bears broke into chicken coops near Big Fork. FWP also fitted these bears with collars and moved them to a remote area near the Spotted Bear River. Big Sky's getting a new $416 million luxury resort soon. The Billings Gazette reports the new facility is under construction in the private Spanish Peaks Mountain Club and is projected to open in 2021. The resort will include 150 guest rooms, 39 residences, an expansive 16,000 square foot spa, and a private 18-hole golf course. The Montana Fish and Wildlife Commission is requesting information about closed roads or trail areas used by trappers so the panel can consider possible restrictions. The Independent Record reports the group asks staff in each Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks region to solicit public feedback on road setbacks. Regulations require trappers to set traps a certain distance away from trails and roads open to wheeled vehicles to prevent conflicts with people or pets. Trapping opponents have testified that trapping on or near closed roads presents a public safety risk. Trappers say many of the roads in question are remote and seldom used by people, but often used by animals such as wolves. Flathead National Forest Supervisor Chip Weber announced today that he will retire in 2020, ending his 30-year career with the U.S. Forest Service. MTPR's Aaron Bolton has more.
Weber began his decades-long career with the Forest Service, working on an ecology crew in southwest Oregon. He eventually went on to become a resource specialist on the Hoosier National Forest in Indiana and held two district ranger positions in southeast Alaska and again in Oregon. He became the forest supervisor for the Flathead National Forest in 2010 and says he knew Montana was the place he wanted to retire.
What spurred it? Well, mostly I would say it's because I'm still healthy enough to go up one side of the mountain and down the other doing the pursuits I like to do in the outdoors and wanted to have time to do that. And the job that I'm in is a very busy job, so I don't get as much time as I'd like.
Weber has seen many projects to completion during his nearly 10 years as Flathead National Forest Supervisor. The most notable was the Forest Management Plan, which dictates everything from how timber sales are conducted to recreation on the forest. The plan passed in December of 2018.
You know, I think what I'm most proud of with our forest plan is we didn't sort of give in to individual special interests that wanted one thing or another. We really tried to balance the values that were going to come off of this forest and that were going to be enjoyed on this forest across the range of values that exist in society.
Weber is due to retire January 1st of next year. The Flathead National Forest hopes to have his replacement on board before he leaves his post. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.